video work is way worse.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Hey. But
can you please get back to the stream, please?
No.
Please sandwich over there. Jesus.
Oh shit.
Pissed. He said please twice. Yeah, you said, can you please get back to the stream, please? Well, I don't even know what to fucking do with myself.
Please, yeah. A sandwich.
I like that.
That's not a shit-filled Twinkie. That was my microphone.
I don't know, like, an appropriate way to indicate to you guys that I'm about to go live. Like, sometimes you guys just start talking, and I'm like, and I'm just like, I just want to go live, but I don't want to, like, jump in the middle of this conversation.
I would just jump in the middle of conversation.
That's where you just
swing
go.
Swing your balls right out in there.
Just say click.
No, you don't say 3, 2, 1. You just put 3, 2.
No. We're live.
That's from Wayne's World.
That's not live. Oh, now nobody wants to talk. Now that I've made us live on Twitch.
Oh shit! I guess I better let the Facebook know.
Oh yeah. Shit! Yeah, I gotta do my baby blast.
Oh, that cute double was so good.
I just got the email that I've been taken off the support mailbox.
Mm. Oh
yeah. A little chubbed up over here, guys. Just not gonna lie about it.
I'm upset that I missed last week's episode.
Because you're racist?
No. But
it really seemed like you were racist last week when you didn't show up for the black episode.
That's, I think we talked about for a good 45 minutes.
No, I fucking knew you were going to.
Yeah. Like, that was my review of Black Panther.
As I saw...
Alex is racist.
Like, as soon as I saw the work thing... It was a software patch that I had to be on for. I was like, they're going to fucking make some racist comment or something.
Yeah, no, it's just very convenient.
Comments.
No, you were the one with the racist comment.
Yeah. Your absence was the racist commentary.
So I want to bring up something about Black Panther I need to say.
All right.
So when T'Challa loses the combat and gets pushed off the waterfall.
Yeah.
My initial reaction was... Did they just fucking kill the first black superhero that they had? Like, is this the superhero?
Not the first black superhero.
They're killing it. Well, it's the first black.
You knew he wasn't dead.
I honestly gave it a 50-50.
What?
I'm not. No.
No.
Here, let me explain. I'm not familiar with the Black Panther thing, but based on the previous parts of the movie, it seemed like Black Panther was just the leader at the time. So I was like, oh, this next guy will just be Black Panther.
So this guy they've set up clearly as the villain will just be the next Black Panther.
Well, I assume that there was going to be somebody else to take him out, right? I assume that they were going to pull in the other tribe or something. I didn't know he was coming back.
M'Baku.
M'Baku. To me, M'Baku will always be the real Black Panther.
I think he just enjoys being the white gorilla too much.
Jesus Christ, Panda.
Panda, is this, like, we'll super necessary?
No, we're vegetarians. And then he laughs for so long.
As did I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although I heard that one of my coworkers got a better, experience. They were, like, in a theater, and they got some, like, commentary from a super old black woman.
That happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about to say, you were recounting Tony's story.
That was my story.
That's where I heard from. It wasn't a coworker. It was Tony.
Wow.
While I was listening to the stream.
Wow.
I was working.
And we have come full circle.
I was working while listening to that stream, so.
Well, that was actually really great.
Well, here we are, guys.
I was,
Oh, my God. Why does Paul always do this?
Oh,
it was funny.
Not so easy to work it out now, is it?
It was funny to be on the other side of things, to type a comment, and then like a minute passes, and then Kayla reads the comment, and then I get to chuckle to myself.
I usually read them way sooner, but it's like,
no,
can't
there's just a delay.
Interject.
Yeah.
No, it's not just the delay. I can't just like stop everything all the time.
I know.
And...
Yeah.
Even though sometimes I do.
Alex says, look under the table. I wanted so badly to have a note under the table that
yeah,
said,
"We know you did."
You guys,
this motherfucker in the car. He's like, "I was gonna get some fortune cookies, and inside them, I was gonna put." They're going to say Alex is racist because he's not here for Black Panther and then bring them to the episode.
That would have been good.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
See, at that point, I wouldn't have put it past you to send a note to Holden to come look under the table, but really just pull a note out of.
I don't know how to contact Holden.
You're on Facebook.
That's probably find him through Facebook.
Yeah. You can probably find him through Facebook.
Oh, I forgot he's on Facebook now. Yeah. I'm not his friend because I say bad things.
I'm also not his friend.
You don't say anything.
Well, that's true. I really talked a lot on Facebook.
You do say a lot.
Yeah, I'll just say bad on your part.
But. Yeah, I say a lot just because next year for Time Hop, I like to be reminded of when I was super clever. Time Hop is the best part of my morning. Siri knows, too. When I open my phone, it's the first thing she suggests for me. Siri, I'm not even pooping yet. Like, slow your roll.
It's a lot more exciting than my phone. My phone tells me the weather and the traffic.
And that you're a racist. And
oh, yeah.
Now it tells me that my champions are done with whatever they were doing in WoW.
Oh, yes.
Gross.
Infected.
You're playing WoW now, too?
Yeah, the new content is
really good.
It's a lot better.
It's really good
than what it used to be. I found some shit. There's some bullshit though. One of the things you have to do is explore an area, and there are fucking areas that you can't go into unless you're a specific class.
I've been there.
I was like, I need to explore this part of the map, and it was like the hunter specific area, except I'm a druid. So, I just ran in at a very specific angle to discover it before it ejected me out.
At the True Shot Lodge?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I know.
I discovered it, and then a half a second later, I was somewhere else. no, fuck you.
I tried WoW, when it first came out, and then I tried it again 5 years ago? Is that about right?
Yeah.
And, I realized they had rewritten a bunch of the content. And, goddammit, I wish the content was as good the first time I tried it as it gotten when they had rewritten it. When, there's this whole sequence where I'm like, wait a minute. Am I playing Rambo?
Red Ridge.
Yeah. It's like, this is fucking John Rambo.
Yeah.
What is happening?
It's real good. They have a bunch of random encounters now. I had a random encounter the other day that was a 5-man adventuring, dungeon party. And, as you're killing them, it's like, I blame the hunter for pulling too early. And they're talking shit and blaming each other for you killing them.
Nice.
You even skipped Suramar.
I don't know what that is.
Suramar's the worst. If you're trying to get that mount, you're trying to get flying, I think you need to know what Suramar is. I'm pretty sure you have to get your reputation revered with the Nightfallen.
Oh, no, I'm there. I'm at...
Fuck, you're there. Get the fuck out of here.
Honored?
That's not revered.
No, but I didn't know that's what that place was called. I should have known, though, because the... Because
they say it, and
it's called Suramar.
There's only five zones.
No. There's more than that, because there's 3 on Argus alone, and there's 5 on the...
I'm actually kind of pissed they took away Argus.
And then there's one on... There's just that random one where the sword gets shoved.
That's Silithus. That's back in classic.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So they, the Burning Crusade comes from this planet, right? So, for whatever reason, the demons have spaceships. I don't know why they have spaceships, but the spaceship brought the Draenei, so it's a thing that happens.
They have a lot of spaceships.
So you follow a dude onto a spaceship, and he's going back to Argus, and so you kill him as you roll up to Argus, and then everyone's like, oh, let's just port back to Azeroth, and let's get the fuck out of here. And then, Illidan's like, nope, fuck this, I'm teleporting this whole planet back to Azeroth. So then, like, you're in Azeroth, and like, it's just a huge fucking planet in the sky, and it's like oppressive. It takes up a gigantic portion of the sky.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just, like, there. And then, like, in the latest content patch, you end the Burning Crusade, and now Argus is gone, and it's really disappointing.
Mm.
Is he?
I don't know.
Look, I killed him.
I like that fight.
And people still talk about him.
Yeah, I like that fight. Because the middle of the fight, everybody dies. And then, like...
Yeah, I thought I fucked up.
The whole raid is just dead on the floor. And then there's, like, this resurrection tree. And, like, you have to run through these things that knock you all over the place to get to the tree. And then you rez. And then you can just keep doing that until you kill the guy. But...
Mm.
You're on a timer. It's complicated.
Those fucking... And there are those bubbles that you have to kill. Otherwise, if you don't, they kill everybody. I died like 100 times killing those.
Heal this fight. Oh. Healing is a lot different. You never have to worry about those mechanics. I have to worry about how I'm fucking leading the healing charts again? Holy shit!
I have no healer gear. I got 10 million health, though.
No, I don't know how to help you. Actually, I do know how to help you with that, actually.
I regenerate 500,000 hit points every 3 seconds. I don't need to heal myself very often.
Well, here we are.
Alright, everybody looks thoroughly bored except for you and me.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
Ooh, by the way, we need to do a level 15 mythic. There's a mount reward.
Okay.
I can probably heal a level 22 mythic.
You're saying words to me and I don't know what they mean.
I'll set it up. Ooh, we'll go with Mike Curry. I like Mike.
Do I know him?
No. You'd remember Mike. The scintillating episode so far, gents.
Yeah, I'm...
All right.
All in.
What are we talking about next week? Are we going to do Mute next week?
I said let's do Mute next week.
Let's do Mute next week.
And I think shortly after that, a lot of the Oscar movies start coming out on various platforms, of which I've seen 4 now. Mm. I was supposed to have seen 5,
but...
But a file corruption kept that from happening. So I went to the Best Picture Film Festival.
What are you doing there?
There's an accident.
Best Picture Film Festival.
What?
So Saturday at 11, I strapped in and watched...
Strapped in?
They
get put a strap on a
catheter bag.
Ew.
Nice.
4 movies between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Mm. The fifth movie was supposed to start at 8, and it was Call Me by Your Name, which is the token gay movie of this award season. So
Call Me by Your Name.
Yeah, it's Armie Hammer, isn't it?
Some adaptation of Armie Hammer. Go on.
Anyway, the movie starts, and I'm walking in just as the credits are rolling, and the credits look weird. Like, but I know this is an art house movie, so I'm thinking somebody's just doing something artistic with the color scheme.
Sure.
Some of the credits are handwritten, like they look like there's somebody signed their names across the screen.
Sure.
But, like, they're hard to read. Like, the colors are weird and it's hard to read. I'm thinking this is just some weird art house color scheme. Somebody hired their cousin to do the graphics thing. Then the movie starts. And the only two colors on the screen, the only 3 colors on the screen, if we're going to call black a color, the only other 2 colors on the screen were magenta and lime green. Everything was either magenta or lime green. And it was like we're like a minute in, and I'm like, this is going to change. They're going to fade into actual color. No, it stayed like that. We watched this movie for like 5 minutes. It's set in a foreign country. They were speaking a foreign language, so it was subtitled. The subtitles were in this brilliant lime green with everything else. Like, there were times where you couldn't see anything. It was just, the screen was just completely magenta. But, like, you would see, like, a plug low on the wall that was bright lime green and nothing else. Like, you could make out anything else in the screen. So after about 10 minutes, somebody, 5 or 10 minutes, somebody came in. They're like, yeah, we've got a manager coming to take a look at this. Just hang tight for a few minutes. It's like 15 more minutes pass.
That's some impressive file corruption to be playable, but yeah. In that state.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, the best that we can tell is the file is corrupted and there is nothing we can do about it. Because this was a one-time shot. This was the time they were going to play this movie.
Hang on a sec, we re-download this 100 gig file.
Right. And they're like, so people were like, oh, well, when can we see it? And they're like, yeah, no, you're not going to get to see this movie. Sorry. Oh, well, can we play it again? Like, can you play it next week? They're like, no. Man, would you back off?
No, you guys don't understand. This is the gay movie. You don't have to see it.
Right. So,
game movie one last year, Tom.
They ended up giving us 2 free passes to any other movie we wanted to see any other time.
Ooh.
So, I've got those. And then I'll go see 4 more movies this Saturday.
Mm. Maybe I'll join you. Maybe I won't.
Are those tickets still available?
I believe so. There were still tickets.
Undoubtedly.
There were tickets still available to last week's showings.
What is this weekend? Is Shape of Water this weekend, or did you watch it?
Shape of Water is one of the ones this weekend. It's the last movie this weekend. This weekend, it's 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. The Darkest Hour.
Desperately want to see 3 billboards.
There's 3 billboards, The Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, and then Shape of Water.
Ugh. Dunkirk looks like a fucking slog. Gary Oldman's going to win Best Actor. I can already tell you that.
That's probably true.
That's going to happen. Dunkirk looks awful. Darkest Hour is going to be weird because they're going to leave out, like, Winston Churchill's genocides. Genocides.
Darkest Hour only leads up to the war.
I know, but it's not about his genocides.
Yeah.
Plural genocides. So that's kind of an awkward bit of history to watch.
Gulp.
Yeah.
The Phantom Thread was a movie.
Nice.
Was it the Phantom Menace of movies?
I think the movie lasted about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And from about 5 minutes in until about 1 hour and 45 in, I really kind of hated the movie. Like, there was this creeping hate that just... It just kept getting more and more and more and more. And then something happened. And then it was like, huh, oh wait, maybe this movie is so bad. This is the Babylon 5 of movies. You have to slog through the first season.
Oh my God.
Before it gets good.
I don't do that.
No, you don't.
We all know,
that.
Alex.
Well, like, we watched, like, 3 episodes of the first season of Parks and Rec, and then we're like, why the fuck does anybody like this? And then we skipped to season 2, and we're like, oh, okay.
That wasn't exactly... I wasn't like, why the... Why the fuck would anybody... It was just like...
People are so stupid!
That was just the golden age of NBC, though.
It just wasn't good.
Not even that it wasn't good, it just didn't hold my attention, like...
This is kind of what you were saying at the beginning of Avatar The Last Airbender. Remember how much you hated Sokka in the beginning?
Yeah.
My space sword.
That's rough, buddy.
My last girlfriend turned into the moon.
That's rough, buddy.
Yeah.
Goddamn, The Last Airbender's so good. You know what else is really goddamn good? Anna and I are rewatching True Detective.
Mm. Ooh, I finished True Detective.
It's fucking great, isn't it?
It was really good.
It's so fucking good. Every time Rust is asked, like, just any innocuous question, you think a man can love 2 women? I don't think a man's capable of love at all. Can we turn this car into a zone of quiet reflection?
fucking mustache.
We should do Annihilation. I saw that this weekend.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I heard things about that.
Me?
I started reading the book.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of books.
Get the fuck out of here, Tony. It's a movie podcast.
Right. Speaking of books. Were you the one telling me about Bobverse?
Yeah.
Is it worth getting?
Yeah. Even right. Alex was into it.
No, yeah, it's real good.
Okay.
What the fuck is Bobverse?
Bobaverse. It's a Bobaverse. Series of books.
Gross.
We listened to it on the way
is
back.
Is it Harry
before.
Potter?
Yes. Because if I say no, you're not going to read it.
We listened to it.
Everything
after,
is Harry Potter.
We listened to it
so
after we
saw Annihilation. What? There's no wands in Annihilation.
There's no Wolfgang in Annihilation.
We're tricked.
We listened to it after we went to Hogwarts. Like, immediately after.
I don't know what that has to do with.
Like, it's very Harry Pottery.
What?
In that all magic is replaced with science.
It's like my worst nightmare.
So, you know what I did last night? So,
jerked off into a cup?
Two cups. It was a busy night.
One man, two cups.
One man, two cups. I was looking for this movie on Netflix. And
which is not there.
Which is not there.
Yeah. So I was.
That's the weirdest fucking thing. I used the Netflix app last week, pulled it up, and added it.
Here's the thing.
They could have. I think they just added and took away a bunch of stuff.
This movie is 1 year away from being in the fucking public domain.
You're in the public domain now.
1 year.
That's why it was only $2 to rent.
Yeah. Anyway, so I saw the Full Metal Alchemist live action movie is released.
Mm-hmm.
So I started watching it. And 20 minutes in, I was like, God damn, Full Metal Alchemist was really fucking good. So I turned it off and started rewatching the anime. Because it's really fucking good.
Okay.
So back on this movie track. This movie cost $2 to rent.
Yeah.
Wait, we're never really on this movie track. This we haven't yet. Started.
Works well, in space.
I've built this track now.
Honey's the only one who builds tracks around here.
Yeah, we build cities.
This movie cost $2 to rent.
Amazon tried to make
it. It cost a nickel
$4.
To watch when it came out.
Okay.
Inflation. Opening day, fucking nickel.
Have you done
that
the inflation
still means,
adjustment?
That's, yeah, I was going to say, that still means it costs less now.
All right. That checks out.
Considerably less.
I looked it up. That checks out.
Oh, ho, ho, look who it is.
Who is it?
Dick Tiger McGee?
No.
I mean, it might be.
It's Vash.
Close.
Oh, we were just talking about that guy.
Yeah, we were just talking about that guy for like 30 minutes. Too bad you weren't here, Vash.
Talking about pizzas and being antisocial and being infected.
Flu, mostly.
Yeah, mostly being infected. All right, so what's this movie we're talking about?
It's The Third Man.
What'd you think of it, Kayla?
Don't ask me first. Don't do this to me.
You answered.
I hated it.
I hate you.
I don't know. I know, I hated it.
David.
I was surprised by how much I enjoyed this movie.
You suck.
I didn't want to. As soon as it started, I'm like, oh, it's fucking old. And I hate old things.
Old!
Oh, God, I hate old things. And why did the credits go on for 15 minutes with that fucking guitar?
The zither?
Yeah, but then I was kind of getting into it by the middle.
In those opening scenes?
At the 3/4 mark, I was like, nah, I'm not really into this. But then it finished strong and I was back in.
The fucking zither player in the opening titles is like the fourth person mentioned in the opening credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me be honest with you, there's a lot of zither in the movie.
There is.
It's completely scored there's by
an
zither.
There's an oppressive amount of zither in this movie.
At like weird paced places.
Yes.
I was watching the opening credits and it's like zither music played by and this guy's name and I'm like, oh, that must be the end of these opening credits. No.
No, 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 no. You're about the quarter way mark.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is the days when all the credits happen before the beginning of the movie.
Well, so what was funny to me is that zither guy is apparently more important than 95% of the cast.
Well, don't they usually do it by, like, or not usually, but often they do it by, like, appearance or, like, not, like, necessarily importance, but, like,
I don't know.
The first character you meet is the zither.
Yeah, I think I actually read something where they specifically sought out this zither player.
Really?
Specifically?
Really?
Yeah.
Look, how really? Many zither players can there really? Be?
Many?
In Vienna? That's apparently a city-specific thing, is the zither?
This is an instrument I had not heard of until today.
And now you can't get enough.
You uncultured swine. Tony, what did you think about the movie?
It was all right.
No, it wasn't, Tony.
It was great! It was all right.
It was not.
I would have liked to have watched it with fewer distractions.
I would have liked
For me, it's the kind of movie that I would have been better off watching in a theater. There's some movies that just I have to stay more focused on or my mind starts wandering. And the pacing of the movie lent itself to my mind wandering.
Yeah.
The pacing was a challenge. Alex, what do you got over there? Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Did you finish the
movie? The pacing of everything is a challenge to Alex. Like, he's what is that? Is that customers always wrong?
Hold on. Are we going to start criticizing people's phone usage times?
I'm taking care of the stream.
No, she is. She's doing work-related
stream,
things.
Stream. I'm, like, quadruple tasking over here. Alex is over there jacking off.
Yeah, and no cup.
No cup. To be seen.
Fucking anarchy over
okay,
there.
Okay, listen. Let me explain to you why this movie is fantastic.
Oh, Alex didn't even give his...
Did he even finish the movie?
No, he just downloaded all the zither music.
I gotta say two things. Three things. I like this movie.
Ooh! Alex, heavy contender.
It's okay, not as good as Dr. Strangelove.
Okay.
It is 1,000 times better.
Are we gonna list all the things it's not as good as?
It's 1,000 times better than 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh.
Look.
Okay, well, that's wrong. Let me tell you why this movie is awesome. Here's one of the trivia items for this movie. During meetings between Graham Greene and Carol Reed with David O. Selznick, Greene was less than impressed with Selznick, who had, according to Selznick's own son, become something of a parody of himself. Greene later mocked Selznick's dependency, at that stage, on the drug Dexedrine, better known as Speed. Coincidentally, Reed also became hooked on Dexedrine while shooting the time-consuming film. Both Reed and Selznick were operating on as little as 2 hours a day.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
I don't know who those characters are.
So, they're not characters.
Those are
Selznick
actors.
Was
I mean,
the...
actors.
Selznick, I believe, ran the studio.
Oh, okay.
What? Reed was the director. Oh, and yeah. Green was the writer of the story that it was based on.
Yeah. Wow.
So why do you think it didn't seem like it would take this long to shoot this? Do you think it was just a limitation of the technology at the time and how much effort it took to produce a film like this back then?
Well, why would that take longer to film?
Well, they didn't have CGI for the sets. So like they either had to make sets or they had to constantly move this giant heavy equipment around.
Okay. I don't actually know how long it took them to shoot it. I haven't gotten there in the trivia yet.
If they're only getting 2 hours of sleep, I imagine it took a while.
No. That's because they were on
speed. It's because they were on speed.
Oh.
Both of these people walked away from this movie with an addiction to speed. That's why this is hilarious to me.
Okay.
After watching this movie, I can see why.
Well, you are garbage.
I kind of wish that I had a speed addiction to deal with having watched that movie.
I kind of wish we'd left you in the Vienna sewers.
I heard they smell sweet.
Ew, what? Why?
That was a line from the movie.
It was a line from the movie.
I was already...
Ranked number 5 on the American Film Institute's list of the 10 greatest films in the genre mystery.
So this... As I was watching this, it felt like it was the first plotted mystery movie. That's what it felt like.
It was not.
It was, yeah.
That just seems... Nice. Like, I don't even know what to do with that.
Because it felt like it was 80% of the way to where we are now, like for the formula.
80%?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just get into this then.
Let us.
The first half of the movie, I was really surprised by how into the mystery I was. Like, I did not expect to be sucked into this as much as I had been.
You assumed they had tamper-proof coffins. That was your problem.
What?
Another line from the movie.
Did you finish the movie?
Yeah. No, I did, but I don't think that's the line.
He's the next time we'll use a tamper-proof coffin because
they. Okay, but he didn't say you assumed that they used a tamper-proof coffin.
I'm giving him this one.
I answered.
Well, that's wrong.
I told David he was. I was making fun of David, saying he was confused because he thought there was a tamper-proof coffin. It was a horrible joke.
No, it and was now a I've fine joke. It was cleverly appropriate.
And
for
now
the
it's so much worse.
Well, your explanation made it worse, but it was fine the first time.
I hate it as much as I hate this movie.
I didn't think I was going to be into it as much as I was. Like, the pacing felt slow, but it didn't feel off for the type of mystery that they were doing.
Agreed.
And like Germany felt appropriately, or Vienna felt appropriately foreign, but also not foreign.
It was foreign enough.
There were frequent old lady in shawl scenes.
There were frequent old old German in shawl scenes of either gender.
There was enough broken German that I could understand portions of the dialogue that was happening that wasn't subtitled, which I actually kind of enjoyed the fact that they didn't subtitle it because this guy shouldn't know what the fuck is going on when these people are speaking German around him. Hey, I don't know what you're saying. I have to rely on somebody else to tell me.
Oh, by the way, you're fucking wrong about it going into public domain next year. It's already in the public domain.
What the fuck? Why did we pay for it?
The failure of the original copyright holder to renew the film's copyright resulted in it falling into public domain.
We probably could have watched it on YouTube for free then.
What the fuck?
You know what? Let's just torrent this bad boy.
Public just torrent domain. It right now.
Yeah,
just torrent on the side of it.
We'll just pop it on like Kung Fury.
There
keep
you go.
It out of the loop.
We could just stream it and then just do like live commentary over the movie.
Fuck, we could. We're not gonna do that.
No, we're not.
Wish I were.
I'm not watching this movie again.
All right, so that's what we're doing this weekend.
Ever again.
Every weekend.
No, please God.
Every day for birthday.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole month, starting tomorrow.
So, another thing that interested me about this, like, if you look at movies as a cultural representation of what a society thinks, like, you know how your image of yourself is never accurate? You always present yourself more as how you think that you should be presented.
Yes.
Versus, like, what you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at movies as a reflect, like if with that same concept to society, it's interesting to me to watch protagonists in movies from a different era. Not because I think that's what the people were like, but that's what the people thought they were like.
Okay.
Like this dude, like this out of work writer dude from Texas rolls his ass into Vienna and his friend has been like killed and he's like, there's a conspiracy, and I'm going to track it down. And then the cops there are like, there's no conspiracy. There's nothing to track down. And he's like, fuck you, Vienna. I rolled in 10 minutes ago. Like, if he'd pulled out six shooters and started, like, sauntering down the street, it would have been totally in character for me, and I would have bought it.
And then also, he does that, and the police just let him. Like, he just gets to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Because there isn't really a police force.
And he's also not doing anything illegal.
I mean, he shoots a man. Spoiler alert.
Hold on, back up. When does that happen?
Doesn't he kill him at the end? There's a gunshot.
I don't think he kills him.
I don't think
he's told to kill him at the end.
Ambiguous. Like there's a gunshot, and you see him walking back, all sad Hulk music like.
I don't think he killed
him. Sad Hulk.
Here,
I don't care what you think.
Let me put my head.
He doesn't do anything illegal. You want him to stop him because in the future crime at the end of the movie he's going to shoot someone? How does that guy know? You're like, well, why didn't they stop him? I'm like, well, they didn't do any. He didn't do anything illegal. And you're like, he shoots the guy at the end of the movie.
What do you mean, stop him? I'm saying, like, the police let him tag along on the investigation, like he is a police officer, like the entire movie.
They don't let him do that until he proves to them that what's his face is still alive.
And then they use him for a sting operation.
Like, yeah. But that still doesn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense that he's allowed to just, like, cowboy in and...
He's a writer.
Yeah. He's written about cowboys.
This is basically a prequel to Castle.
So hold on. Before I lose this thought. At the very end of the movie, the major, I think, yells down the sewer tunnel, if you see him, just shoot him, don't take a chance, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then they lock eyes, and then the one guy...
For like 20 minutes, they're locking eyes. They are like, each other.
Yeah, listen, smoldering romantic tension in the 40s was locking eyes with someone on a ladder for 20 minutes.
Who was bleeding from a gut wound, like a gunshot wound to the stomach.
Then he's gonna fuck that gunshot wound.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy bleeding out on the spiral staircase...
That intestine feels so good.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
The guy bleeding
cancel
out on the spiral...
Cancel the stream, cancel this podcast, cancel Alex's thoughts.
Warm apple pie.
Oh my god.
You're still mad about tamper proof sarcophagus.
Alex, what were you gonna say?
While the guy's bleeding out, he nods at the guy holding the gun at him and basically tells him to kill him. He wants to be put out of his misery.
He asks to be
killed, and then there's a gunshot. And then at the end of the movie, you see them burying the guy.
You don't see them burying. You see them burying a casket, right? But we've been down this road before.
What I'm saying is David's wrong. They kill the guy and they bury him.
They don't.
There's
kill
no
the guy.
Ambiguity.
There is no ambiguity.
There's plenty
You're
of ambiguity.
You're trying to put like modern ambiguity into a movie that like there's no ambiguity to it. Like they didn't do that shit back then. It's dead.
What are you talking
about? That wasn't
even
invented until the 70s.
Oh, oh my god. Hey, you young people.
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't finish this movie.
You couldn't slow your brain down enough to focus
on
this story.
Because I'm a millennial, I couldn't pay attention to this movie and enjoy it. No, it's because I wasn't high in 2001 A Space Odyssey's fucking garbage unless you're stoned out of your gourd.
Okay, we're talking about a different movie. Let's reel it all back to this bad movie.
Sorry, that movie was so bad it's leaping through time and making me talk about
ambiguous
it.
I like that movie more than I like this movie.
You're wrong.
Me too.
No,
actually,
I'm not wrong.
No. It was a better movie.
It's a better movie.
It is a better movie.
It is a better work of art.
Yeah.
True.
Wow. Three wrong people.
This movie was more entertaining.
This movie was made in 49.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 49.
Yeah.
Probably
25 years in the making.
They knew this. It was made after about post World War One Vienna, but then they had to do reshoots after World War II.
Yeah, it was really awkward. I felt those sets were like the buildings and shit were still blown up.
Yeah,
because when you see shots of post war like Vienna, you don't see Vienna being fucked up.
Right. One of the things I appreciated about it being film noir was that it didn't lean into the femme fatale story. Like, it focused on the relationships between men without really leaning into there's got to be a woman that's part of the double cross.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. It was oddly refreshing for a movie of that period that they didn't go that route.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, we're all going to go to Vienna, get really drunk, and yell at people at night.
So
to come out of the shadows.
Is that Soulard?
Yeah, no, I did that a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Soulard is known as Little Vienna.
That sounds made up.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. It's that two-story fucking beer bong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the movie. I think some of the accolades aren't necessarily deserved.
Like, where did you find this movie? On a list of, like, 100 best movies ever in the entire world?
It's considered by the British Film Institute to be the best British film ever made.
Oh, well.
So there's that.
I thought it was on AFI's Top 100.
It probably is on AFI's, but but it's not an AFI film because it's not.
Yeah.
It's not American.
I know, but their top 100 doesn't necessarily. Is only American films? I didn't think so.
I wouldn't say this is the best British movie that I've seen for this podcast.
Can you name many other British movies?
I would say Tower Over the River Kwai was better.
Bridge.
Oh my gosh. Bridge Over the River Kwai. Tower Over the River Kwai. Bridge Over the River Kwai was better. That was a British film, right?
You know what's funny is while I was watching this movie, I was thinking about how you guys made me watch that movie as well. And what? I also hated that movie.
Which one?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
You just don't like old movies.
I just don't like...
old movies.
Old, like, anything movies old. About old white dudes, like, strutting around, swinging their dicks around, and like...
So you don't like old movies. There were no minorities in this movie.
Alex... I know.
There was one woman.
There were no minorities.
There's like two women.
Women aren't a minority. They're 51% of the population.
Okay,
they
are a minority. We are,
yeah, I know.
Do you?
You're an oppressed.
Do you, Alex?
You're an oppressed majority.
Oh my god.
There were only two women in this movie.
There was a
and
woman
if you
in the,
if you count
shawl.
The chick, in
the, oh, I forgot about the shawl.
I forgot about the shawl woman. Too. Old German people don't have a gender as far as I'm concerned.
Old lady yelling at people.
That oh, guy God. Kept referencing his wife, and I did not know who he was talking about.
She shows up like once.
I thought that could have been an old man. Also.
When that woman is yelling,
I was like, oh, how progressive for 49.
When that woman is yelling at the police officer, and the police officer just slowly goes in the other room and shuts the door.
He gets bitten by that fucking bird.
He's like, what happened? I got bit by a parrot. Oh, come on. Like,
he's nope. Like, the thing about that is your buddy took all the penicillin, so this is going to fucking kill you. This is what your buddy did.
And then watered it down.
Yeah.
To murder children.
To murder children. Yeah, no, the second chick was the chick in the club who was showing a lot of boob for 49.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the belly dancer?
Yeah, because she just had pasties on.
I forgot about the burlesque.
I was like, oh, shit. Thing. That's a... What? Burlesque?
I thought it was like a burlesque thing. I didn't think it was a belly dancer thing, but...
I was like, oh, whatever fuck, that almost looks like a nipple.
Yeah, whatever it was, she was mostly naked.
Yeah.
I don't think it's burlesque or belly dancing because it's Vienna. Like, I don't... Whatever the...
It's probably some horrifying German word for it.
Yeah. What?
Dancing.
Danzig.
Hmm. It is number 57 on the AFI list. Even though...
I want to know why.
Even though the film's only American connections were its executive producer and the actors Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten.
Fucking Orson Welles. That guy was a smarmy motherfucker. That whole goddamn movie had that shit-eating grin.
That grin, though.
That fucking shit-eating grin.
That is a really good reveal, though. When he's in the shadows and he just kind of... Yeah.
Yeah. That fucking old man woman turns on the light. He's fucking yelling at that cat. So I thought he was just drunk and yelling at the cat.
Did you?
I knew exactly what was happening as soon as that cat goes up to those feet. Because they literally spelled it out like 2 seconds before.
Yeah.
Well, I was running a dungeon.
Maybe that's why you liked this movie, because your dopamine levels were high from doing something else.
You're telling me you watched this movie without distraction.
I wasn't gaming or doing anything else.
I watched it while gaming.
Yeah. Okay, this is the problem. You guys got your fucking... You're telling me. You got your hormones mixed up.
You're telling me you watched this movie and did nothing else.
Yeah, like I do that.
You didn't have your phone out or anything.
I don't know what you want from me. I wasn't running dungeons on WoW.
Maybe you should have been.
Maybe I should have been.
Yeah, maybe you should have been. Well, maybe you missed something.
Like the cinematography.
Like the cinematography.
I like the way they used angles.
A lot of cool angles.
There was a lot of cool angles.
Were there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Name three of them.
They use one outside the bakery when they do the sting operation. Almost all the shots in the sewer are at an odd angle.
Yeah.
That sewer scene lasted 30 minutes too long.
There was a lot of weird angles in it.
So they did that. That sewer system is real.
Yeah.
Like, that, that's what blew me away, is they did that because they, like, when they were in Vienna, I guess they found out that there was a police force dedicated to roaming the sewers looking for criminals. And they're perfect. Like, we need to film this.
We're going to write that story next.
So most of the police officers in those scenes are actual police officers. I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, the sewer scene lasted a while. There was a long... That was, you know, that was a car chase before you had car chases.
There was a car chase scene.
No, there was a car driving scene.
It was the precursor to Fast and Furious. Vienna Drift.
Yeah.
That scene lasted too long.
It lasted a long time.
I didn't know if they were really, like, jacked up on their angles that they got to use down in the sewer, but it was too long. Just objectively, it was too long of a scene.
I think it felt longer than it was.
It was a tension builder.
Yeah.
No.
That's what it was. Like, that's not arguable. That's just,
no, it is.
It isn't.
My tension wasn't built. You knew it was going to happen.
Did he kill him?
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he did.
We had this argument already.
I know.
And you're just wrong.
No, you're just wrong. Get Orson Welles on the line.
Please do.
I think what you guys need to do is dig deeper than a grave and find out who's really wrong. It's another line for this.
This is the first fucking movie that you remember lines from.
I think this may be the first movie he actually watched for the podcast.
I thought it was good.
You had to overcompensate for not being here last week. I want to take notes.
Look at the man's face on the cover of this movie. I forgot what it looks like. That is how I feel as somebody who has not seen it. He's got like that, like, deer in headlights look.
Although he never has that actually in the movie.
Yeah, I don't really know where this would be. He's like standing by a tree?
They refer to the angles as Dutch angles.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but it sounds racist. Sounds sexy.
It's probably the angles of a Dutch oven.
Can't all make different jokes at the same time, motherfuckers.
We got ours in first, so your joke has to go.
I don't know, that did kind of overshadow the other jokes.
Yeah, it hung around. It was cloying.
I think I've heard of Dutch angles before in cinematography.
Sounds like nerd shit to me.
What was the name of that instrument that we were jacking off about?
The zither? Zither. Zither.
Zither.
Zither. Zither.
The zitar is a thing too.
Sitar.
The zither was inappropriately used.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I think it was absolutely appropriate.
It was
perfect for what they were going for.
It was amazing. Its placement in the movie was awkward.
Yeah, it felt
like it wasn't bad. At tense scenes. It was like 30 or 45 seconds after or before something that was going to happen, and then ended before or after the tension happened. Like, they're walking down the street and then it starts playing, and then like stops playing, and then they're like, oh, the caretaker's been killed, but like the music doesn't sync up with the event.
Yeah, so that sounds beautiful.
When he's going and talking to all these people trying to gather information, it blew my mind as to how he was just telling everybody else what everybody else has already told him.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that made me so mad.
I'm like, yeah.
He got the porter killed.
Yeah, I'm like, you're going to get some, like, the first thing I thought of when doing this is I'm like, this guy's gather information skill is like a -7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's so low.
Let's hold on.
Like,
let's hold on. Maybe the porter guy shouldn't have been yelling out of his window, I have more information about the murder.
That's not what got him killed.
No.
That is like absolutely what
got him killed. No, it is not. No, it is not. Okay, so he talks to the porter. The porter's like, I don't want to do this because, like, I'm just a simple man and I'm trying to live my life. Leave me alone.
I don't
want to
get involved with this.
So then, in the very next scene, dude goes to, what's the name of the two guys?
I don't know.
That aren't the third man.
Super criminal with a dog.
Super criminal with a dog. And
Russian doggo and Russian Hugh Hefner.
I gotta be honest. The whole time that scene happened, I cannot tell you what actors were on the screen.
So he's got these suspicions because he heard from the porter that there's a third man. And so the only thing he can be suspicious about is that the two people who are claiming that there were only two people, like, they had something to do with the murder. Like,
yeah.
So he goes directly to those two people and was like, hey, the porter told me that there's a third dude. And the guy pointedly asks him, he's like, oh, no, that must be wrong. So who did you... who told you that, though? Like, that's crazy. Wow. And he spills his guts.
And then they're both like, well, is that what he told the police? No, he didn't want to talk to the police. Yeah. Maybe you should talk to the fucking police when you witnessed a murder.
Hold on.
What does that have to do with the fact that that is the conversation that gets the porter killed? Not the fact that the porter's like, hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Did you just blame the dog?
Yeah. The dog is shifty-eyed.
After seeing the police in this movie, you think it's unreasonable to not want to talk to the police?
Which police? Which of the five sets of police?
Any of the police in this movie. When I saw this, I was like, oh yeah, there's some crime and corruption going on. Like, just immediately.
It's post-war Vienna.
Yeah.
That's the whole way what's his name is able to operate and sell all the watered down meds because it's all a black market.
Right. We're basically watching 1949 Atomic Blonde.
So
only without the main character being
so why would you say the guy should have told the police?
Because he witnessed a fucking murder.
Why wouldn't you believe that he is just like, I don't want, like, a bad dude got killed and I don't want to get involved?
Well, okay. This is just like a Facebook thing. If you don't want to get involved, don't tell everybody you meet that you saw.
He told one person, and then he's like, "Oh wait, I shouldn't have done that. Like, please don't get me involved in this." And the guy's just like, he's just so oblivious to what he's doing, and he's just showing his hand to everybody all the time.
Yeah, he's an American.
No,
he's a stupid American.
That is not how I would have gone about this.
Every time he opened his mouth to someone new, I was like, "What are you doing?"
But quite literally, he is an American.
Yeah.
In Vienna.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like, we'd literally just come back from a war where we rode in at the very end, guns a-blazing to save the old world. Like, this is the perfect time for this is exactly what Americans thought they were at this time.
Showing your hand? No, it doesn't make
it doesn't
any
matter
sense.
That he's showing his hand, because he didn't give a fuck.
He's gonna accomplish his goal. This is what the British thought the Americans were.
That's a better point.
And this was a British-made movie. This is what the British thought the Americans were, and that's why they played him that way.
This is like when
sewer shit.
When you play the game Clue, you fucking use red herrings and you don't give full information to everybody. Like, you're trying to figure something out, and you're trying to protect your assets.
Yes, I get that. But what you don't understand is they're not playing Clue. They're playing the punchy robot game. That's what they're playing.
They are playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, they're not playing Clue. He's not protecting his hand. He's trying to punch the other guy's face off, and then he doesn't kill him in the end.
I feel like you're trying to justify this when it's not, like, there's no justification for it. He's just being an idiot.
Yeah, no.
Like, this isn't a way to gather information. Literally everybody who's ever, like, spoken to another person ever, even once, even a little, knows, like, this isn't how you go about it.
Yeah, no, the guy's ridiculous.
He is.
And not once does he try to massage another person's ego or get on their good side. He's just
or
like,
give
well,
a HJ or,
well, this, like, person told me this and this person told me this, so what are you gonna tell me? And that person's like, oh, who told you that exactly? Where do they live and what are their normal business hours? And when are they at their home and when do they sleep? Do they have family
in there?
You guys
are trying to convince me that he's, like, not this master investigator, which I've never claimed.
I'm not saying he needs to be a master investigator. Like, it takes so little common sense.
He rolled into Vienna. He's swinging his dick everywhere.
He seemed to have the intelligence of Donald Trump Jr.
Dude, can we not?
Oh my
god!
No, I wasn't here last week. I gotta cram it all in.
No.
Isolationism.
Isolate this dick. What?
The guy was an idiot.
Yeah, one's arguing this.
So fucking dumb.
And he was consistently written as an idiot.
Yeah, like when you roll in and they're like, "Oh, yeah, your buddy got hit by a car. He's dead." You don't immediately jump to murder. Like, that's not the first place you go.
And
he didn't jump to murder. He was just trying to clear his name because the police officer was like, oh, he was a bad dude.
He was a bad dude.
Come to find out he was.
Turns
a bad
out
dude.
He was. Turns out that was a true fact.
He was a real piece of shit, actually.
Yeah. HJ is a commonly used.
And gibber.
Yeah.
I would never use HJ. I'd always go with
Pink. I'm almost positive that I have heard you use HJ because it's hilarious. Because everyone knows what it means.
I usually go with Handy.
Mm. Handy or Hand Jibber.
Yeah.
Hand Jibber.
Hand Jibber.
I'm pretty sure David always calls it. I'm pretty sure David always calls it an old fashioned.
I've never called it an old fashioned. That means something totally different. Old fashioned is dirty. You gotta have a level of hygienic respect for someone else for a old fashioned.
No, actually, an old fashioned is just a hand job.
Yeah, it's a hand job.
That's maybe what the old people call it, but that's not what me and the young people are.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, he's, but at the same time, while he's drunk slash hungover stumbling out of an apartment, he makes a fucking natural 20 spot check into the shadows.
You're telling me...
Everybody rolls a 20.
You're telling me you've never seen either any of us do something amazing when we were drunk that we shouldn't have been able to do? You tell me that's never happened.
No, I have seen Kayla run a pool table while completely drunk, and I'm like, how the fuck are you doing this?
Yeah, that's how you spot people in the shadows. Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to put that in this pocket. And then it bounces off of 17 different bumpers on 2 different pool tables and then goes in that pocket. And you're like, how the fuck?
Yeah, so I had no problem with that. Also, he's drunk most of the movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Just to clear that up, like, when you say he's stumbling around drunk, you have to be more specific.
Are you drunk? A little.
He says that like 12 times in the movie.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, are you drunk? A bit.
And he's why? Like, do you have something to drink?
He's drunk talking to, what's her name?
Anna.
He's drunk talking to Anna, and then she keeps, like, he's like slurring his speech, and he keeps talking to her, and then like 10 minutes later, he's like, I've got a raging headache and you won't stop talking, so I'm gonna go now.
I hate it. What's wrong with this dude?
This is taking a fucking turn.
So ten, obnoxious.
This is the weirdest version of the hangover.
Ten minutes later, you came in here with flowers, and now you're done.
So you kind of get a picture. This guy steps off the plane. Is probably shit-faced when he does.
Train, I thought.
I mean, he didn't take the train from America.
Well, here's another thing.
I know.
And then started drinking on the train.
Oh, okay.
Rolls into town.
Train drunk.
And is just drunk. And just never sobers up through the entirety of the movie. Which explains a lot.
I thought
that was what they had intended.
This guy tried to fight people.
He did. I wish they would have pushed it a little further because he acted just sober enough most of the time that, like...
That's a high-functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Awkward.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie, though, is the fucking... after he gets in the cab, he thinks is abducting him. And they actually just take him to that seminar he's supposed to be giving. And, like, they don't cut to him doing it, or they cut away from it not being awkward. Like he's just fucking terrible at it. And the dude next to him was like, fuck this guy. Then he gets into that fight with the guy in the audience.
The dude is just, like, overwhelmingly mediocre.
Yeah. I don't even know mediocre. Everybody else in this movie seemed better than him. Like,
I think you guys are like arguing this with someone, but I'm not really sure who it is.
I literally just made a statement. Like, it wasn't aimed at anyone. It was just,
and I tried to push said statement slightly further.
But the problem, like, it made the movie less enjoyable for me because he just, like, it just seemed ridiculous, everything that was happening around this dude. Like, why was nobody just like, hey, drunkie, leave. Sit your fucking ass down.
Oh, do you have a toothache? We have a good dentist. No, I got punched,
in the mouth.
What happened? I tried to punch a general. Oh, you shouldn't
do that. There were a couple times like that time where the cadence of the dialogue was really good, like the back and forth. But, and I think this is just my problem with older movies, like, a lot of the time, the dialogue just, it doesn't feel, like, organic. Like, the way it moves, like.
No, and they poked fun at that a little bit. The general said something, like, very poetic, and he responds with, "Do you mind if I use that in my next book?"
Oh, yeah.
Because it was, like, a hyper-polished sentence, like.
Yeah, that was actually a line from a poem.
Well, I said poetic.
I'll find it for you. Because I was like, oh, fuck, I've read this poem.
Yeah. I also, while watching this movie, at the very beginning, he gets there. And he's like, oh, where's my friend? Oh, he died last Thursday. And then I was like, oh, this was rough. Like, they didn't, like, not only did they not have good phones, right? Like, they didn't have...
Or phones at all.
Jets or a lot of airports. So, like, it was probably, like, a week of travel for this guy to get from the United States to Vienna.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where he was starting in the U.S. Like, because... And it probably didn't even fly straight across the Atlantic. Like, he probably had to go to, like, Iceland and then Greenland and, and then England and then Germany. Like...
Death's at the bottom of everything. Leave death to the professionals.
Yeah,
that was not the part. That was not the poem. I was something else in here was from a poem, and I cannot remember what it was. I guess I'll just have to watch it again tonight.
Go ahead.
I will
waste another 2 hours of your life.
I don't think this was 2 hours long.
It was an hour and 48 minutes.
Oh shit! Never mind.
I know, because I sat through all 1 hour and 48 minutes of this.
I told you to go away, Martins. This isn't Santa Fe. I'm not a sheriff and you aren't a cowboy. You've been blundering around here with the worst bunch of racketeers in Vienna, your precious Harry's friends, and now you're wanted for murder.
I don't have a strong enough opinion about this movie to commit to it one way or the other.
Commit to what?
Whether I liked it or not, enough to discuss it.
Yeah.
Like... I want to see it again. I will probably at some point watch it again, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, that's what we're doing next.
I'd watch it again.
Oh, we're going to watch. Oh. Are we going to do The Third Man again next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
For the third month. That's we're going to do it every
man, third month.
Third man. Third every month, week. Third Thor. Thor Ragnarok.
No. Third movies always suck. For this type of movie, I'll just watch Casablanca again.
Fuck you. You goddamn Casablanca.
Casablanca's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. And as much as Alex was quoting this one, Casablanca has much better lines.
I don't know if I've ever seen Casablanca.
I doubt if you had. You would remember. It's like a wicked famous movie.
I'm guessing the 19... Wait, which one? There's like...
There is only one.
The one.
There's a 1942, a 1983, and a 2015. And a 1955.
Those other three exist.
So the 42?
The 42.
I just don't like older movies, and it's like... It has nothing to do with my attention span. Like, it's
no
just...
No one here said that.
Not this podcast.
Not this recording of this podcast.
I don't even think
he wasn't there.
You weren't even there.
He wasn't there.
Well, then I definitely didn't fucking say it.
I didn't say it was you.
It wasn't you that said it.
I know.
It's just like I don't have the patience for a lot of what was considered acceptable content like back then.
Like what?
Acceptable isn't exactly the word I meant, but it kind of is the word I meant. But like I said, it's a bunch of like dudes high on themselves.
What was unacceptable about this movie?
I just said that acceptable wasn't exactly the word.
Well, what?
It was a bunch of dudes like doing this like gentlemanly dance with each other, where like some of them are criminals, and then there's the police. The police even the police officer even goes to like the criminal's funeral at the end. Like it isn't how life really works, and it didn't work back then. It's kind of like what you're saying. You were saying at the beginning. where it's what it's more of what people would have wanted to think about themselves than is reality. And I got that strong feeling in this too, but it just that bored me.
If this movie was made today, I would say it's not up to my standards.
It wouldn't be this movie today, though.
Right.
It would be Atomic Blonde today. You watched this movie.
Oh, yeah.
This is the same movie.
It's the same movie.
It's the same. Close to
the same. It's the exact same movie. It is
the same type of story with the same type of twists throughout. The same underhanded, shitty, dirty dealing people towing the line between being good guys and bad guys. There are more similarities than there are differences.
If you took all the fight scenes out of Atomic Blonde, then I could say that this would be similar.
But that's my point, though. Because this movie was made now, we have those fight scenes. Because that's a reflection of our culture.
Right. Because those fight scenes are ridiculous and over the top and wouldn't have happened that way.
Actually, Atomic Blonde's fight scenes were really good.
Yeah.
Because they wore out.
But what he's saying is that it's not how they would actually go.
But that's not how it would have happened.
Yeah, because no one is fighting with a fire hose.
I mean, sometimes.
No, never. Okay. No one's ever fighting with a fire hose.
All right, okay.
So all the ridiculous things about the way that this guy was acting are those fight scenes. No one fights their way up a 30-story building and then fights their way back down. That's not how that works.
I just waited at the bottom.
I saw that
one guy waited at the bottom.
It was Dread.
Dread was a really good movie, too.
That was the plot of Dread, though. Fight our way up the building, then fight our way back down the building.
And Cersei's at the top.
And then the story's over. That was also The Raid 2.
Yeah, I struggle with older movies because of that context. I'm trying to think of how to phrase this to convey what I mean. You say that a criticism you have is like the gentlemanly dance where he shows up at the funeral at the end.
That is one of the many.
Yeah, I know. I'm just picking this one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like this one. But when people get into fights with other people, they always view themselves like this is some complex conflict dance, but it's always just one person was shitty and the other person's being shitty too. Like, that's almost what it always boils down to, but no one ever thinks, it's like, yeah, I'm being shitty too. No one thinks that. They always think there's this complex social dance, and there's like this grand design that everyone has scoped themselves into, and at the end it's just fucking... But that's kind of like the self-reflective portion of this that I like.
What does that have to do with the police officer showing up at the funeral?
This elegant conflict that we had. This cat and mouse game. But, that doesn't happen. Just, ever. There's no cat and mouse game. Everyone's just being shitty.
I mean, the police officer's not really being shitty.
The police officer is shitty throughout.
When is he being shitty?
He takes this dude who just showed up to his friend's funeral out of drinks to pump him for information. Then he gets him drunk and tells him to get the fuck out of Vienna.
I don't think that's being shitty. I think that's doing his job and then trying to tie up a loose end that's not going
anywhere. Are you defending the police? Holy fuck!
The specific instance that you're giving isn't problematic to me. He's like,
The world is upside down.
This is a friend of someone who I was just investigating who just showed up murdered. I need to know if this guy's a criminal too.
Not murdered, dead.
Well, dead.
They just believed he was dead.
Yeah. And I need to know if, like...
He was still investigating the penicillin thing.
Super criminal dog man.
The racketeering and the penicillin cutting.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that could result in sickness the way that they described it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
Like, can you get that sick off of watered down penicillin?
I mean, if you're...
If you have
meningitis.
Yeah.
I don't really know what meningitis is.
You don't want it.
I
assumed from this movie. That's the one thing I've learned.
When you get offered, you need an antibiotic. Need an antibiotic to get past it. Otherwise, you get dead.
Right.
If you're watering down the antibiotic, cutting the effectiveness of an antibiotic when you've got a fatal infection.
And they're giving improper doses then because
children.
They think that they're giving much more than they. Okay.
They think they're giving the actual dose when they're just getting a watered down version of it. I don't recall that they said just how watered down it was.
They didn't mention how watered down it is at all. And they,
but like, I mean, if you're going to water it down, you might as well go to like 1/10 penicillin to 9/10 water. I mean, yeah, we're just putting water in the vials.
What What got me is I actually just assumed, like, after they went in the sewers, like, oh, it just must be sewer water. Like, that's probably what they're putting well in.
Vash said, Alex finished a movie, now he's defending the system. Panic.
The world is the world is upset.
If we'd
down.
Gotten through the whole episode without him bringing up Trump, it would have been the trifecta.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my...
You're what?
You're
put,
what?
I'm gonna put my balls on Vash's keyboard.
The hesitation ruined it.
Vash, bring your keyboard up next time for an unrelated reason. Yikes. No, I'll just buy him a keyboard. I'll just buy him a really good keyboard, but he will have known that I put my balls on them. And then he'll have to make a choice.
I think the choice is just not use the keyboard that you haven't been using already.
Or just run, like, a sanitizing wipe over the keys and get over your, like, your internalized homophobia that a man put his balls on the keyboard.
It wasn't even homophobia for me. It was just...
What is it, then?
Genitals on a keyboard. Like...
Of the genitals, like...
So you...
That was a good start.
I would... I think we all need to be quiet. Kayla has started something that needs finished.
Of the genitals, I feel like the balls are... the least problematic to be placed on a surface.
Better than, like, the ovaries.
The what?
The ovaries.
Actually, yes. Yes, because if you've got the ovaries on the keyboard, something is wrong. Like,
oh yeah, oh
you
yeah.
You need to something... seek medically professional aid immediately.
Somebody does. Maybe not you, Alex, but somebody does.
Somebody.
No, you do. You need to go find someone to help this person.
Yeah, because they can't do it themselves.
Yeah, no, fair, clearly they are not in a state to handle this situation on their own.
Okay.
That's fair.
I'll cancel that order from my ovary guy then.
I don't know what's happening now. But I'm unhappy about it.
I hate it.
Yeah. This is where I'm getting off this fuck train.
I never thought I'd hear David say that.
No, I know what my last station is. This is on the horizon past that.
Keyboard ovaries, that's a step too far.
No, that's where I get
guy.
Off.
Oh.
That's Ooh. Where I get off.
Oh wow.
That means yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the last station I get off at.
Okay, that's a better way to say that than
no,
you said it the first time.
No, it's the same way. It's the same.
No, that is a different way of saying it.
It doesn't feel different to me. It feels exactly the same.
Just, my face hurts from smiling.
Gross.
You have a face.
I just found it tiresome. Like, I just found the movie tiresome.
I get that. Well, as I was watching this, I thought you would dislike it.
You don't know me. I love this movie.
Fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. And that guy didn't die.
Yeah. And I don't think that guy died.
Fucking knew it. I wish Daredevil was as good as this picture makes it out
that
to
be. That picture is incredible.
But Elektra sucks. And there are more ninjas in this picture than there are in the show.
Yeah.
I didn't know that ninjas were still a thing.
Well, you should fucking watch Daredevil then.
But that show is still a thing.
Go, ninja, go.
Remember how in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles there was the Foot Clan?
Mm-hmm.
In Daredevil, they're the Hand.
The Hand came first. The Foot was based on the Hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, comics are fucking stupid.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was based on X-Men and Daredevil.
This is gross. I can't deal with this anymore.
Why is that so shocking to you? Wouldn't it make
sense? He just loves bitching about comics.
I do. I hate comics. Comics in general are just awful.
So you know how they're... I'm going to completely change topics.
Oh,
wait, we announced that now?
So you know how,
oh, shit.
It's
better when you start and then stop.
With what you guys are talking about.
I don't care about you as people?
Here's a new topic entirely.
There's like a 400 millisecond pause in their conversation, so I had to get in there. Okay. No, you know how there's no Black Widow movie.
Yeah, there is. It's called Red Sparrow.
That's what I was getting at.
Stop. That movie looks dreadful.
I can't watch Does that movie it? Based on the content. Like, I don't think
Why?
I'm able to.
That's
because,
so weird.
Like,
it looks like it's exactly the same origin story as Black Widow.
Yeah, as I was watching that, I'm like, this looks like Black Widow's origin story.
But why? Does,
but it's
why
not
would that
Black
make it
Widow.
A movie you wouldn't want to see?
I can't tell you this for sure, but I'm already getting the distinct impression from everything I've seen about this that this is another character that was raped into existence.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is,
I think they say that almost explicitly
which is,
in the movie.
Yeah, which
they?
Which is yeah. kind of the whole point of that program.
Yeah, which is that's a tiring plot to me. Like, it turns out we can do more with women than rape them. Who knew? It's just weird how that works. It's just bored. It's lazy writing.
I don't agree. I think that's all.
just lazy.
I'm just going contrarian tonight.
It's just lazy.
Kayla-trarian.
Kayla-trarian. It is.
Well, David didn't win $25,000 tonight, so...
$2,500. $25,000 is on Sunday nights.
Oh.
Tony, you know what an isogram is?
It's familiar. I don't... Off the top of my head,
See,
no.
Tony wouldn't have fucking helped.
Hold on.
I can't even break it down.
Oh, Kayla can't break it down. Okay. I was like, Kayla might be able to break this down.
Iso...
Gram.
Gram. Having to do
I'll give
the
you
shapes.
A... I'll give... No, it's a... The question was, which of these three words is an isogram?
Oh.
Okay, well, what are the three words?
I can't tell you what the three words is because I can only remember which one.
Is the isogram.
Yeah, I remember. Well, yeah. Then there were three words.
Okay, that makes sense.
Redivider was one.
I think was ration the correct answer?
Isn't that a... Redivider, isn't it? I forgot what that's called.
Ration that's is one, but I don't think that was the answer.
It was... Redivider is... it's symmetrical. It's the same forwards and backwards, and that is a... Fuck, goddamn it.
Polygram?
Palindrome?
Palindrome.
Palindrome.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the They Might Be Giants song. I palindrome.
I don't know why I picked that one. I panicked.
What was the...
An isogram is... I actually don't remember what the real answer was now, because it's like
it's
redivider. It was,
it's a word that only has...
It's a logical term for a word or phrase without a repeating letter.
That
oh.
Also known as a non-pattern word.
Gotcha.
Can I get a... tries to find the longest isogramic word. The longest one he found was dermatoglyphics. Dermatoglyphics.
That wasn't it.
I don't know what that means.
It was like
I still don't really
relish.
Understand it.
So like... The word dog is an isogram.
Yeah.
The word cat is an isogram.
Yeah.
Whoa! Holy fuck! Kayla,
did you feel
Kayla, you know what? Holy fuck is also an isogram.
Wow.
Did you feel the heat coming off of Kayla's glare at you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because it wasn't directed at you.
No,
it
I don't know.
It was directed at
I'm
the situation.
I feel like,
I'm sorry.
Which I found myself in.
I'm the one who was sorry.
I think that Kayla's glare is 3d6 damage, and she rolled all sixes.
Yeah. With a boost.
So
that was a natural 20.
So the frustrating thing is, so like...
So they bumped up to d10s.
So like the HQ... thing has like the worst, cheesiest fucking game show announcer.
Oh god,
Scott Rogowski, H cuties. Oh, he's the fucking worst. He's just the worst. And like the one night Alex is in the car for this thing, they have the fucking other person who's a lot less obnoxious, but is still obnoxious.
Oh, this is still one of the most obnoxious people I've ever heard speak.
Oh, you
and
like you don't even know. You haven't even met this other guy.
I don't even know. Like, I feel like they must be doing it intentionally. They have to be.
Yeah.
Like, they have to be going over the top obnoxious on purpose.
You don't even know.
Kind of like the You Don't Know Jack guy.
I don't know what that is.
It's a trivia video game.
Okay. I don't know. It just seemed like this person was getting paid per syllable that they said.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like...
So Alex is excited about D&D?
I fucking love D&D. Who's asking?
Vash?
Tell Vash to roll up a character.
You are talking to him right now.
Oh, fast roll up a character.
Let's see if this guy.
I am the host with the Hollow French Toast, the Trap Trebek, Scott Rogowski, host of HQ Trivia.
Scott Rogowski.
My background in comedy. I started doing stand up comedy.
This is an interview with him, and he's already the fucking worst to listen to. Ugh.
Yeah. I watched Big Mouth again. I don't know why I said that. I got scared of the silence.
I watched all 6 seasons of Veep, and I don't regret 1 second of it.
New Year's Day, a world in white gets underway. I want to be with HQ night and day, and you can be.
This isn't him warming up.
Happy January 1st.
This is him.
18. Will this horrible year never end? It's just getting started. But maybe if you were already with us in the wee hours of this morning, we kicked off 2018 with the biggest giveaway ever. That's right.
It's not even fired up yet.
$1,000 split between 303 winners who cha-chinged in the new year.
I hate him.
HQ. It was incredible. Were you there for it?
Bash says you actually can't handle his character.
Oh, shit.
You guys are still playing D&D?
I love D&D.
Who's you guys?
Him and his group?
Gross. I want to play D&D, but we can't get a group together. I don't want to play D&D. I want to play a
good game.
A game.
Good game.
I want to play a game.
I would play a game.
I'm not setting this bullshit up.
Oh fuck!
I'll run out.
That reminds me. I stumbled on someone on Twitch playing a game that I was gonna remember the name of because it sounded really cool. It was like a modern setting, which for some reason that really interests me. Like a role-playing game.
Humans and households?
No. It was not that.
Style of game.
Bosses in boardrooms.
Hmm?
Style of game.
It was a D&D style game, like pen and paper and dice. I don't know exactly what system it was using.
What genre?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Do you know what their dice that they were rolling was?
It was just very brief. I was doing other things.
Kind of storyline did it?
I just know that it was modern, and I remembered that I wanted to, like, put a bookmark on it and come back to it, and now I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Marvel Heroics?
No. No, there was no...
Dresden Files.
Ugh, no.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not it either.
Was there any fantasy element?
Smallville.
Not that I could see.
Smallville.
I'll have to find it.
Yeah,
The mechanics of Smallville.
Cam Banks knows his business.
There are so many of the fucking open systems that you can just drop stuff onto. Like,
I saw people on Twitch playing a Black Panther D&D.
Like,
ew.
Burning Wheel and... Because
they're probably using Marvel Heroic System to do it.
All I know is that they were... the game that it said they were streaming under was D&D, but that could just be like a catch-all for...
Yeah, that's probably what that was.
Like, Burning Wheel and Pathfinder have, like,
I have no more context, Bash.
Like,
are you trying to tell me about Burning Wheel?
No, there was... what was that? Was it Burning Wheel MechWarrior?
That was the game I want to run.
Yeah, there's a plugin for, like, MechWarrior and Burning Wheel. I don't think it's called MechWarrior, but it's Mechs.
I don't think there is a plugin for that.
Yeah, no, I've sent this to you
before. It's called Burning Iron Terrans.
Because I was like 100%, I was like, I'd love to run Battletech using Burning Wheel for the non-combat stuff.
I just want to play a D&D style game where you just like...
I want to play a board game where we're not...
Like, what is the genre of game? What would you call it?
Tabletop role-playing
tabletop
game.
Fantasy?
Okay, well, D&D is a lot easier to say than tabletop role-playing fantasy game league.
You can just say that's, an RPG
it's,
then.
But it's like saying, RPG, I want to play Sorry accurate. When you just want to play a board game. It's very specific.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying.
It's not exactly the same though, because like D&D was the first of its kind. It's kind of a genre in itself. So it's like saying Band-Aid, really, when that's not what they are.
Just role playing game. You play a role playing game.
But that's not accurate either, because RPGs are also video games. Like, whatever you want to call it, a Dungeons and Dragons tabletop role playing game life simulator league.
D&D means something specific to me, and I can't get past
pen
it.
And
Pen Gillette? Holy fuck. You know Pen Gillette?
But all I want to do is like live a real person life. Like, I want real person simulator in a table.
So you
want
to play Sims.
I want to play the Sims.
Listen, I brought you Kingdom Death. I can't do anything more for you.
No, that's too fantastical.
It's too real.
For what I want.
It's too real.
You want to play Viticulture.
Oh, I do want to play Viticulture.
Vash says D&D is a catch-all.
It's I want to play a board game.
It may be wrong, but it's Kleenex Velcro. Yeah, see, Velcro.
Playing a party game and so drunk that we can't focus on the rules.
I bought Anna those cookies, and I was like, it seems weird that you ordered 7. And she's like, I was really drunk. This is probably right. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't care.
God damn it.
All right, so next week we're going to talk about Mute. Which is on Netflix.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Our child is not fantastical. No, our child is very real. Do we, oh no, we didn't.
What?
For a second I thought that we had killed Pete Peters.
Maybe we did. Maybe we lost the sheet.
No, we didn't. We left him at the...
Did Alex play him?
No, he didn't.
Then he's still alive.
Alex played his mother? No, I'm still playing Pete Peters' mother. You killed my first character.
Yeah.
Bilbo.
Yeah. I killed Bilbo.
Bilbo Haggins.
Bilbo Haggins.
Bilbo rolled 2 ones.
Oh, by the way.
No, you rolled 2 ones. Bilbo is blameless.
You were not there the day we rebuilt those carburetors.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way when I put my new mini on the table, I will not win Sluttiest Survivor.
Wow.
No possible way.
Oh, God, no. He's right. I don't.
No possible way.
The thing that he was putting together is not... He was making a hentai figurine.
I was certainly not.
No, that's what it was.
It's not anime.
The cards were.
It's a picture.
That would make it manga.
Yeah.
What?
All right. I don't know.
No. No. Manga is the Japanese comic book style. Like.
Yeah, Kale's right.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But I'm pretty sure I've seen the picture that you're talking about, and I guess you could call it anime. Like, I wouldn't call it...
I'm not calling it anime. He's calling it anime.
That's what I'm saying.
I called it hentai.
I mean, either... If it's anime or manga, it's still hentai. Like, if you're jacking off...
I was gonna say, it all sounds like jerking off into a cup.
It all comes back to that fucking cup, guys.
Oh, Vash is losing his goddamn mind.
What?
This conversation.
It's be a picture.
You're
Holy
all wrong.
Fuck.
You're all wrong. We originally called it Japanimation.
Yeah, it's Japanimation.
It's Japanimation. Everybody knows that.
Why it wasn't animated.
What in the entire fuck is happening?
It's the Christmas white speaker. So she's sitting on a throne of skulls, and that's a Santa bag in front of her, and she has reindeer antlers on. Yeah.
Jesus.
This is how I'm going to win the Sluttiest Survivor. Oh, is that how you put the head on? Little problem. There were no instructions with how to put it together.
There were a lot of pieces.
There were a lot of pieces, so I had to do a little engineering.
There were more pieces for this than the carburetors that we took apart. We took apart 2 carburetors.
They were much smaller, too. This is what the picture is.
Jesus.
Well, what was funny is...
Sluttiest Survivor.
When we were taking the carburetors apart, Dave was like, these are never going back together. And then I see him pull this puzzle out that he has to put together, and I'm like, no, I think we got the carburetors.
It wouldn't be so bad if there was a guide. There's a guide for everything else.
Yeah, so like on Twitch, the category is called Dungeons and Dragons, but people stream like
sure
whatever under it. I don't really see what I was... I'll try to find it.
By the way, I looked it up. Mech Battletech has... is Battletech?
Go on.
There's a third-party Burning Wheel plugin, and there's a D&D 5e plugin.
D&D 5e? What the fuck is wrong with people? What? I don't...
5e's...
Why do we all have to do this with Dungeons & Dragons? The game is not designed to do things.
Sure. It's the D20 system.
I know. The D20 system is specifically designed for a certain style of game, and Battletech is not that game.
I mean...
Bash wants to know what the fuck is wrong with 5e.
I like 5e.
You don't know that your brother just, in general, hates D&D? Like, he feels it's an inferior...
It really almost feels like I've talked about these role-playing games for, like, 6 years.
Right. Like, I feel like this should not be news to you.
I think the problem you're looking at it...
that's his problem.
I think the way you're looking at it is the problem. The way I look at it is, I have the D20 system, and I want to fight with mechs. The way you're looking at it is you've played Battletech a lot, and you're trying to make the mechanics fit D&D, and they don't. Like,
it's about intent.
He does not talk about this shit with us? Wow.
I don't.
Don't even...
It's not on my level.
Wow.
Here's the problem. Problem with the D20 versus 2D6. Intrinsically, the two dice produce different results.
Yeah.
They produce a different feel to the game. Battletech isn't about the random chance that, like, you have an equal chance just popping somebody's head off as you do falling down on the ground. That's D&D. Battletech is about that nice, even curve, and then you got little variations in the curve, and your pluses and minuses don't stack forever.
So for the D20 variant, you swap out 2 D10s, and then you have a 1 in 100 shot of critical failure, critical success.
But if we're just going to mimic the feel of the game... and not going to use the D20, why would we port it to a D20 system?
The D20 system can be replaced with 2 D10s. I'm pretty sure that's even mentioned in the variant rules in the player's handbook.
But other brothers aren't into
My point is, why
RPGs?
Are we porting this to a different game when the game it is written in works just fine?
When I played Battletech, there was no story. It was, you fought on a grid.
We didn't... That's because that's all we were doing.
Okay.
Did you want me to run a campaign?
Ooh, is that the game where I had the crab dude?
Yeah,
I fucking annihilated everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I shot, everybody in the face.
Why don't we just fucking play
Iron
Tyrants?
I
want to
point out that you eventually annihilated everyone.
What do you mean eventually? That's all that matters, is that I annihilated them?
You had 3 moves.
I actually enjoyed that game.
Fucking King Crab fucked your guys' shit up. That's all that matters. I don't care how long
it took. You were on my team.
I'm pretty sure I fucked your shit up too.
If I remember correctly, the only thing that we lost was our hovercraft.
Fuck that hovercraft. Did I fuck it up? Did I shoot it?
Adam stepped on it, is what happened. Because the hovercraft had like
TFA.
The hovercraft had like 36 move or something retarded like that, so it was impossible to
use
hit.
The R word anymore.
Yeah.
Womp womp womp. 36 move or something crazy like that.
Welcome to the office.
Yeah.
This is what I do at the office now.
Really?
Yeah.
It had obnoxious move. It could do almost no damage, but it was poking you. It was poking you. And then you stepped on it, and then it wasn't poking you anymore. And then it took us 20 turns for Caleb to get over to you and shoot you in the face.
I hate the fucking King Crab.
He's so big.
Dual AC-20s, an LRM-20.
Crab people.
And the fucking AC-20s are 20 points of damage to a single location. Ugh. But you know, in D&D, you don't have hit locations, so it's probably the perfect thing to model that with. God damn it. My point is that there's a system that works for the game. Why port the game to a different system?
So you said in D&D you don't have hit locations, and that's another thing that bugs me.
But you can call named location shots and whatever.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that the damage that you roll with your dice tells a story. If you roll 3d6 and get 3 damage... You glance off his armor and cut him a little bit.
I completely agree.
If you do 14, you took a fucking leg.
I disagree.
But you didn't, because at 1 hit point and 0 hit points are the only 2 real numbers that matter on that hit point scale. Uh-huh.
This is where story comes in for me. Is based on the damage, I think you should tell a story for what you just did.
But it has no mechanical impact, other than the bloodied mechanic from 4E. It's not like you can stop using abilities at some point. But in Battletech, you lose an arm, you can't use the arm anymore.
I mean,
wait,
D&D,
are we talking about D&D?
Yeah, in D&D, you could tell the story, you took an arm, and that guy can't use that arm anymore. Right? Like, you can do that.
There used to be a mechanic where if you took so much damage, like, I think it's like more than half your hit points worth of damage. Like,
that's the bloodied thing that
David
talked about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, carry on. Nerds.
But here's the thing. If you told me as the GM that I took a bunch of damage and like I lost my arm, I'd be pretty fucking pissed that you took my arm arbitrarily.
The dice tell the story.
But they don't. I thought there was a, we used to, our DM, who was a cruel DM, implemented the fumble chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is toxic game mastery.
Why?
We had a cruel DM.
Ugh. He was cruel for other reasons. The fumble chart was not his cruelty.
What's the fumble chart?
The fumble chart is whenever you rolled a one or something like significant happened, like you fucked something up. It's a chart where you roll to see. It's kind of like the charts that we roll on in Kingdom
actually,
Death.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I don't think that was something they came up with.
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure
I don't
that
think
was
it's
like
something
an old
that they came up
dungeon.
With. No, it's not a, something that they came up with. It was something that he utilized.
It's a very odd rule, yeah.
Yeah.
His cruelty, and eventually why I stopped playing with him, was because he would choose our encounters.
Oh, God.
He had three monster manuals. He would roll a die to choose a monster manual, and then roll more die to choose a page.
This was the random encounter.
This is just
that
a bad
sounds,
DM.
So I'm
oh, yeah.
Gonna say,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not cruel. That's just bad.
So, TPK, like, our first encounter. Because what did he put us against?
Oh, you
it
find
was,
a great worm.
No, it was the giant elephants. What are they called? Olyphants? They fuck your shit up.
I'll be honest with you.
When you're a level 2 Kender.
I don't like this game, so I don't play it enough to work through the monster manual. Because this doesn't sound fun.
I like the classic monster.
I mean, Dungeons & Dragons when you have a competent DM.
Stop this. This is against the Geneva Convention.
I mean, I actually have a campaign that I would like to run if people wanted to play D&D and people were okay with me being a DM.
I would be okay with both of those situations.
I will harass you because I cannot play D&D without it being beer and pretzels. I'm incapable of taking D&D seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
incapable.
That's kind of why I like playing D&D.
That's
because I don't take it seriously.
That's totally fine.
I
made
totally
a magician who slaughtered three people with hummingbirds.
You say it's okay now.
Just give him wolves that he can breed. Wolves and spiders that he can breed together and ride around on his wolf spiders.
Hold on. I breed the wolves, which means that I take a male wolf and a female wolf, and they produce more wolves.
You fuck both of them.
I don't fuck either of them. The spiders? Francis actually fucked the spiders.
Oh my God.
Listen. Here's your problem, is you could just short-circuit this. You only need one wolf, and you be a druid. And then you just turn it into the wolf?
No,
Tyrant says, I heard you mention my name and I arrive.
Is that Luke?
Yeah, that's Luke.
That's Luke.
Wow. He says arrive.
I've been talking about Iron Tyrants for like 20 minutes, Luke.
When he says arrive, does he mean he joins the conversation?
No,
he's
he arrived.
He arrived.
He has
I arrived.
Come.
So.
You ask Luke about hacking Battletech into D20, he'll tell you the same thing.
I don't think it'd be that hard.
No, it's not the point. Not the point. You know why I think Battletech would be good with Burning Wheel?
D6s. You roll the same dice, and that gets you all jazzed.
No, it's not about that. The mechanics fit it. There's a whole like feudalism theme that runs through Battletech, which is actually pretty analogous to a lot of fantasy feudalism stuff. So like the life paths actually work out pretty well.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then the D6s for the tabletop stuff, like the skills you have for piloting and gunnery actually work out pretty well too. So it's actually pretty consistent. Also, the Battletech role-playing game rules are garbage. So,
yeah. I can't imagine that game was... I feel like the role-playing in that would have been an afterthought.
Is that Adam or Dan?
Get the fuck out of here. I fucking hate this guy. I hope you adopt a kid and she's adorable.
I have my whole body tensed up when you started saying that. I didn't know where it was going.
Is that fucking Tom Jane?
I don't know. I keep seeing
it. It's gotta be. I gotta look it
is
up.
That, It almost looks like it's not, but it almost looks like
Tom Jane in 1922.
You know, says, it sounds more and more like Dan. I don't know who Dan is.
Get
but...
the fuck out of here.
So
podcast is over.
I already have the first couple encounters of a campaign ready.
How can you possibly have the first couple encounters of a campaign
ready? He's been building it while we've been talking.
It's
Tom Jane.
Is it really?
It's Tom Jane.
So what's pitches on this campaign, Alex?
Pitching you on the campaign is rough because it'll give away some stuff.
He's nuts.
Yeah. That's, all right.
All right. So I guess I can pitch it as if your characters were already there.
So these nuts.
You guys are a locally known... You're basically local heroes.
I'm anti-potion.
One of your relatives calls you to a town because... He's a farmer, and when he was tilling his field, he uncovered a crypt.
Raiders of the Tobacco Mines.
Yeah. You go and investigate the crypt, and when you walk in the crypt, your ears pop, and you kind of blink a few times as your eyes adjust to the lower light, and you're like, oh, it's a lot darker in here than I expected it to be. When you look behind you, there's no door.
Racist? Holy shit.
There's no door. As you walk into the room, an owlbear sitting on some bones.
Fucking owlbear.
No, this is good.
5 minutes in, owlbear already.
And owlbear looks up at you, startles, whoo, stumbles backwards, and falls over the pile of bones he was just standing on and sits down in shock. Like, he doesn't understand. Like, you think he stumbled in here and doesn't know how to get out, and now you're also in here.
Why are you telling me what I think?
I'll tell you
what I think.
Normally, I would have you roll for it, and if one of you was a druid, you could communicate with him.
All right, so we've agreed. No druids in the farm.
You don't have to.
Oh, no.
Let's make this difficult. We're going to add to our difficulty level.
Also,
it's like playing the modern role-playing game that Kayla's talking about and having no white men in the party.
Yeah.
Also,
no one speaks common.
Sorry, I just got chills down my spine.
Also, no one speaks common.
The Crips? Racist.
That's what...
Animal Rescue D&D campaign.
I thought this would...
Sounds right up Adam's alley.
I thought it'd be hilarious if people came in with druids, because I've been watching some D&D get streamed, and every time...
Oh my god! How is this happening so late?
This
garbage!
I was watching the C team play D&D, and they have a druid, and the druid fucking talks to everybody. Every goddamn squirrel. And the best part is this druid... is like so goal oriented. She like grabs the squirrel by the neck and is like choking, like, tell me where to fucking find this thing. like rolling intimidation rolls against every woodland creature.
That is Eric.
Eric did that to villagers. He's like, tell me what I want to know. We actually don't know anything. Tell me what I want to know. I'll burn your shop down. We literally don't know anything. I'm burning your shop down. What the fuck? We gotta go.
I shot Eric in the face.
You guys make me want to record our sessions.
Why?
Jesus. Is that Vash?
Yeah.
Actual plays are garbage.
Vash, you should watch. Look up the C team on YouTube or Twitch.
That's actually just what Luke said. The C team is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. They have some short clips for videos that a guy does for the animations of them. So goddamn! I showed you guys one with the dragonborn vomiting.
Yeah,
like using he's an acid dragon, and his breath attack is acid. So he's like, so I put Percival, which is the name of his toothbrush, down my throat, and I'm just gonna get a little vomit worked up. And then at the end, it was like 7 points of damage.
Luke says, also, Paul never responded to emails. I don't know who Paul is.
Yeah, you've met him.
Okay.
Awesome. Is he one of the people we meet for the first time every year at New Year's?
No. I assume we met him playing D&D that one time at the condo.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, yeah. Somebody ran an old AD&D thing.
Somebody.
Oh, that was Dungeon World.
Was it Dungeon World?
Dungeon World.
Who ran it?
So-called Abel Lawman.
Was it Luke?
Fucking Abel Lawman. God damn it. Feeling a little nostalgic, Luke?
He's trying to get in that 10-year action.
I mean, he's trying to get on that 10-year action.
Yeah. C-Team is good.
Monkey Staff was right around the time that Luke was hosting.
You said he ran basic D&D, not Dungeon World.
See, I thought, yeah.
That's all I have!
Huh? Luke wasn't there. Not for that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. No, wasn't he running? Oh.
For a different... different. Okay.
For Monkey Staff?
For Monkey Staff.
I'm pretty sure Luke was there for Monkey Staff.
But,
Luke, were you there... were you there the night we talked about the D&D movies on Fear the Boot?
Luke also changed the rules a little bit because spellcasters back then were...
We're talking about different things now.
Shit. Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure he ran Dungeon World.
Monkey Staff was pre-me.
That's what I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Like. Monkey Staff was a pre-me? That's doing pretty good for...
Wow. What? Wow. Wow. Monkey.
Wow. Yeah, Monkey Staff happened...
No, before his time.
Look, I didn't even make the case of DHL 11 years ago.
Don't do it.
Did it? Holy fuck. Tell me, we're getting old.
You guys are old. I ran Dungeon World, but not for Alex and Kayla.
Luke also had hardcore stats rolling. You rolled your stats in order.
And that determined... No, that wasn't... It was it?
Yeah. 3d6 in order. I was the only person who had an intelligence score above 10. So therefore, I was the spellcaster.
Basic D&D was where I met Alex and Kayla.
Basic D&D?
Was it? Yeah. It probably was. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not how I remember it. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Were elves a class?
Get the fuck out of here.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Elves and dwarves are classes.
No, yeah.
We had two dwarves that we had to leave in a pit. We had to leave in a pit because the goblins hated them.
I don't remember anything.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, I do. We went to the goblin kingdom and they're like, you can't
was
take
Jareth your... there?
No.
Jareth cute this. Story?
They're like, why do you have dwarves? And we're like, oh, those are our slaves. We'll just leave them in this pit trap and we'll come pick them up on the way out.
I do vaguely remember that.
And I had the face of a tree.
I wasn't involved in any of this.
That I killed. No. I didn't kill it. Somebody else killed it.
I don't remember. We didn't get that far.
No, we didn't get very far. Well, we've been talking for a while.
Okay.
Oh, Alex is
and finished. You know what? It's only an hour till birthday.
Birthday starts in an hour. I didn't even know. I guess I forgot that February is short.
That February ends?
Yeah, that February ever ends.
Wake me up when February ends.
That's not even a nap, really.
Says Tony, no, you were there too. Yeah. It was only one session. And it was in like December.
I was going to say, that was the one that Holden was at.
No.
This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. This was a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was at the condo. Might have been the I was dying.
First time I met you.
I think the first time I met you guys was at a trivia night.
I think we knew Tony then.
I feel like that's... God, time is so
The Youth in Need
hard.
Trivia night?
Ow.
Ooh. Before La...
But I thought this
Force
was
Awakens?
I thought this was before that.
No.
I thought this was before that.
The first time with Juju?
That was...
Phil's birthday, man. Yeah, Vash. Oops, baby is up later all. Yep, December. Mm-hmm. Bye, Luke.
See
Happy
Luke.
Babying.
Luke's off to breastfeed that baby.
Somebody's got to.
Mm-hmm.
Bojack.
Anyways, the past is stupid.
I'll just look it up.
I never think about anything that happens in the past ever anymore.
Or the future.
Or the future. I just think about exactly the moment I'm in.
That sounds... bullshit.
Impossible, even. So now we move on to Trigun.
That sounds bullshit adjacent.
Why am I still drinking this? Well, Alex decided the podcast is done. He just Daryl'd us. So we have to go.
Well, now that the white guy's finished, the rest of us just have to deal with it.
All right, colonizer.
Oh, God, that was so good.
That's you.
I want to play D&D real bad now. We should play D&D this weekend. Well, I have a work thing Friday night.
A work thing?
I have a KDM thing Friday night.
Yeah. My work never had a Christmas party or a holiday party. So instead they've decided to have a spring party. Well, I've blown
it's
off.
Not spring yet.
Well,
spring's not till the 21st of March.
Well, then it's a winter party, I guess, technically. But I've blown off like the last three parties, so I figured I should go to this one.
Cool. Are we done here? Can yes. I hit stop?
Yeah, let's be all done. All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Everyone. Good night, Matt.